Tom and Loggie. We find out, I guess, sometime in the next 24 hours whether lockdown will wrap up tomorrow night, 11:59. We'll be waiting with bated breath, but it was called quite quickly on Friday.
Yes.
About lunchtime. We were certainly off air. We'd finished our show for the day, and then the news came through that Victoria would be going into stage four lockdown for 5 days. And would you believe, as I said before that song, people are still trying to get married.
Yes.
And there's probably couples that have put off weddings, had it postponed a couple of times last year, and then had this weekend of Valentine's Day.
And it was the most perfect weekend weather-wise as well.
All planned, and then bang, lockdown again.
To
which
get that phone call, man.
Devastating. So devastating.
Oh, yeah. Horrible.
One woman who is close to all of these goings on is Di Schmidtke from the Geelong Celebrant Collective. She joins us now. Good morning, Di.
Oh, good morning, Tom. G'day, Loggie.
Hello. This was a very big weekend for you and your fellow celebrants. Friday, basically, Dan Andrews made the call, like we mentioned, but then a lot of people made a call to you and said, what can we make happen today? How did that work out?
Absolutely. Well, I tend to try not to listen to the news because I know someone will always tell me. Mm. But I happened to flick the TV on. There he was. And I was thinking, oh, what the?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden my phone was lighting up. First of all, it was celebrants going, we're doing a wedding today. We're doing three weddings. And then it was my bride for this Saturday, the date is. Anyway, she'd been cancelled twice already and had originally had another celebrant who they didn't connect with, and so they'd already changed celebrants. They changed venues, they changed dates, and were just beside themselves. And I said to her, oh, weirdly, I'm getting all these calls. I'm seeing all these messages from celebrants who are actually doing weddings tonight. And she hung up on me. She goes, I'll call you back in 5.
Yeah.
And then her husband-to-be called back, and he said, what have you done?
Oh, we're on.
We're on. He said, you said you're available tonight. I said, I'm available tonight. It was going to be a night on the couch. And he said, we are on. Now, that would have been about 2:45 in the afternoon.
Wow.
They didn't have the boys' suits. They didn't have the wedding ring. They didn't have catering. Didn't have anything because they weren't doing it at home. They were doing it at a venue in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But also it was, they live about an hour and a half away. They were in Werribee. They just moved from Werribee.
Yeah.
And they live about an hour and a half away. And Friday night traffic was the worst Friday night traffic I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, bumper bumper both sides. And it was 2 hours to get there. And I married them on Sunset.
Amazing. So you got, it wasn't even late, like a late night wedding. It was
sunset. No,
8 p.m. We got there by about 8:45. They'd sort of settled down enough to finished it as it went dark.
Oh,
perfect. And it wasn't that smooth. You say they didn't have the ring or the suits, and it wasn't that smooth of a process to get their hands on either, was it?
No. Well, she went to Chadstone. So Ashwood is quite near Chadstone. Now, yeah. Chadstone Friday night lockdown. Can you imagine?
Oh.
I can't even imagine getting a car park.
I know.
So she's this tiny little quiet little bride to be, and she runs into the jewelry shop with her arms in the air, going, "I'm getting married in 4 hours." And so they all threw their arms up in the air, and you know, got the ring organised, and they packaged it up, and they sold it to her, and she went running off through Chadstone, and then she turned around, and three people were following her, running after her, and she's like, "What's going on?" And they were workers and customers going, we've got given you the wrong ring. Come back.
Oh. They gave her the wrong ring.
I don't know how they did it. Everyone was just overexcited.
Oh.
Yeah. So she had to go back and get the correct ring. Hilarious. You know, no time to spare.
No.
Meanwhile, her partner's going, pick up my suit. She's like, I don't want to pick up your suit. I want to pick up your suit. So she goes and picks up all the men's suits. And one of the groomsmen is 6'3", I think, 6'5", 193 centimetres.
Yeah.
And his trouser pants were just below his knees.
Oh. So three-quarter length.
Slightly to him. Three-quarter length.
Oh, not wow.
A good
look.
Oh, no.
And so did they just, like, hide him from the knees down in photos? Or?
Well, hilarious. He, so they've got beautiful pale grey suit, Power grey suit, black jeans.
Black jeans. Oh, okay. Bless. Yeah. No, that's fair.
Do you know what? Fair. To get through all of that, though, how did they feel at the end of it once it all finally came together with a little bit of added stress there? How did they feel?
Super, super happy. Oh. They both sent me messages the next day. That even on the night, they were so happy. You know, they had chips and dip. They had plastic plates. They had a makeshift bar. They had plastic cups. They had a few fairy lights and bunnings.
Nearest and dearest.
A rug on the ground. Nearest and dearest. And a couple of funny little rows of seats, almost like a chapel.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is the best thing we could ever have done.
Oh, wow. Bless.
So special, so memorable. I personally know how stressful a wedding can be.
And
how you just get a little bit, not that ours was like, I would say more stressful than any, but Di, you married us with Digby, but I don't know if you recall, but I certainly remember, and it's one of those moments that, you lie in bed at night and you think, God, why am I such an idiot? We were doing our rehearsal the night before. Do you remember this? And I think I called you Karen or Sharon or something. Didn't I? I was like, no, I don't even know where it came from. I know your name.
Karen.
And it just came out, and it's just that whole.
Yeah, I do remember that. It's like you're in a different on a different plateau of life.
Yeah. And you were beautiful about it as always, but I was just like, oh my God, and I still think about that to this day.
I'd forgotten, but that is great.
What a magnificent effort from all of the people that helped pull those events together right across Victoria.
Absolutely.
And Australia. Maybe not Australia in such a rush, but certainly across Victoria because of lockdown on Friday.
Yeah. There were extraordinary things like chapels, and there's a really funky chapel in Collingwood who have opened their doors and said, if you've done your notice of intended marriage a month before, just come in. Bring your celebrant, bring your rings, just come in. Like, those kind of stories just really warm my heart.
Mm. Yeah, they're beautiful. Yeah.
All right, Di, we have to let you go, but look, it's wonderful to catch up and, such a beautiful story and congratulations to everybody who did squeeze in a wedding and everybody else who's still waiting. Just hold off and you'll get there eventually.
Absolutely. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Loggie.